Please. I can't breathe, officer. Don't kill me. They're gonna kill me, man.
Those were the last words uttered by George Floyd, a handcuffed, unarmed black man who died at the hands of a white police officer in Minneapolis. San Francisco public defenders read them aloud on the steps of City Hall as they rallied in support of recent uprisings.
Please, sir. Please.
They say Floyd's killing is endemic of a criminal justice system that needs structural change. Nikki Solis is a San Francisco public defender.
We want reform and we want police accountability. We call on our mayor to fund economic growth in our neighborhoods and to defund those departments that continue to profile and oppress people of color in our city. This is a call to action. We call on our mayor to not defund the public defender's office.
Floyd's killing 2 weeks ago has sparked protests nationwide. It has sparked clashes between protesters and police, with hundreds of documented accounts of police abuse. Since the protests began, law enforcement in the Bay Area have killed two Latino men, 23-year-old Eric Salgado in Oakland and 22-year-old Sean Monterosa in Vallejo.
Oscar Grant, say his name. Sean Monterosa, say his name.
Phoenix Streets is a San Francisco public defender. He spoke about Monterosa, who was from San Francisco.
Sean Monterosa.
Say his name.
He was in Vallejo, knees on the ground, hands in the air, and the police shot and killed him. Stop killing us.
Vallejo police say officers thought Monterosa was armed when officers shot him. It turned out he only had a hammer in his belt and was kneeling at the time of his shooting. Oakland police say Eric Salgado would not stop his vehicle when ordered to. An officer reportedly shot more than 40 times into Salgado's vehicle, killing him and injuring his pregnant girlfriend. Alameda County public defenders also rallied outside the county courthouse in Oakland against police killings of people of color. Organizers took a knee in silent tribute to those killed by law enforcement. Brandon Woods is Alameda County's first and the state's only current African-American chief public defender. He says racism still exists in the U.S. and Alameda County, and it's evident in the criminal justice system.
We know that racism persists at Santa Rita Jail. When the vast majority of people arrested, charged, and sentenced are black and brown men, racism persists. When district attorneys passionately argue for the setting of monetary bail, knowing full well that black people and people of color are less likely to be able to afford that bail, racism persists.
Woods called for strategically defunding police agencies known for abuse. Public defenders in Contra Costa County also rallied. Protesters held 8 minutes of silence outside of the courthouse in Martinez, with some people laying down in memory of George Floyd, who was unarmed and handcuffed when he was killed face down on the ground. Then Officer Derek Chauvin kept his knee on Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes as his pleas for help were ignored by officers and life left his body. Brandon Banks is a Contra Costa County public defender. He joined the chorus of public defenders calling for systemic change to the criminal justice system.
While this is a national conversation, it is undoubtedly a local issue. Black people are twice as likely to experience use of force in Contra Costa County compared to the rest of the Bay Area. Today we demonstrate, but tomorrow and every day thereafter, we must commit to ending the criminal court system that was built to subordinate black women and men.
I'm Christina Onnested, reporting from Oakland for KPFA.